WNST, Taos in Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive, celebrating 25 years with our friends from Curio Wellness. Have a little education series piece this week, and I swear I'm going to get these 25 stories of glory out. We're stuck at 24 right now, but I will continue the countdown. We've just been really busy around here because I'm doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour on Friday. Come hell or high water, it's my birthday Saturday, whether the Orioles are in, whether the Ravens are in London, doesn't matter. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Window Nation and Jiffy Lube Multicare. We're going to be at the upstairs, at the tasting room, the whiskey tasting room up above the fountain for my 55th birthday. And then on Sunday, we're going to be at Hollywood Casino up in Perryville doing breakfast brunch early in the morning, proper British breakfast. It's $30 all you can eat. You get to play in the $500 game. You get a $30. There's a whole bunch of things going on, including a wing eating competition. I'm giving away copies of Purple Rain 2 to show up, hang out, great televisions. You know, I'm not too mellow during the games. I'm kind of paying attention, you know, hardcore and sort of tweeting. I'll have my laptop with me because that's sort of the way I roll in between the French toast and the eggs and bacon. But it has been just an unbelievable weekend. Luke and I have gone back and forth and forth and back. We are going to be in Arlington, Texas for game 3, potentially 4. Hopefully going to be back for game 5 on Friday night after all this madness this weekend. But I need to recap the weekend with my dear friend Leonard Raskin, who dragged me kicking and scratching with four layers on down to the Billy Joel concert. So I just want to publicly pronounce my appreciation and love for Leonard Raskin and his wife for enduring me and all of my antics at M&T Bank Stadium on Saturday night.
It was beautiful.
So look, we're going to talk baseball. We're going to talk football. I just want to talk a little Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks saying to you. First thing, you dragged me there. You really
You're
did.
You're welcome.
I was in the shower at 6:15, shaving up to go to Philadelphia to see John Mayer. And the reason I was going to Philadelphia, ticket prices were falling in Philly. But I was afraid that the Orioles were going to win. Because if the Orioles win, I'm going to Minnesota or Houston, and I'll miss John Mayer here next Friday, right? So I'm like, I really need to see John Mayer one more time. I can sneak this in. And the Billy Joel thing at 52 degrees did not sound appealing, even gratis, even you being kind enough to make me your guest for – you didn't even drink any beer or water. I didn't even buy you a pretzel, for crying out loud. I owe you some crabs at Costas. So,
we'll do it.
So, Leonard, I'll just say this to you. It really was a highlight. It was joyous. It was everything the Orioles and Ravens weren't over the weekend.
Absolutely.
When Billy Joel was singing Piano Man and Caesar Italian Restaurant, like all that. So I do want to thank you, and I just want to point this out. At 6:15, I left to go to the concert. Stevie Nicks came on at 7:15 sharp.
Yep.
I was on Sharp Street, Sharp and Austin, right by my old home. When she started to sing Stand Back, I heard it coming up Charles Street. And you were in and I was out. And I said to you on text, I'm parking in the car at Mercy Hospital because I saw the backup. Right when I got to Mount Vernon, all I saw down Charles Street were taillights. And I'm like, I'm parking and walking. And I parked and walked. I missed one song.
Not bad.
I missed one song. And that's the veteran, and it's also my good health. Thanks
there you
to
go.
Planet Fitness and our sponsors and my legs and my back that I could walk at that pace again because 2 years ago this week I couldn't move. You know that, Leonard. I was in bed.
Yep.
I missed Stones concerts. I missed Ravens games. Chad Steele stole my press pass over me missing Ravens games, believe it or not, as heinous as that sounds. But what you did Saturday night was you brought me some joy and Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks. And I just want to thank you publicly for that because I almost didn't go. You know,
I
didn't even want to go. And you
know.
Saw me
you
shaking
welcome.
My ass, and I had a great time.
We did indeed. It was a blast. We had great seats. We had a great time with some family and friends. We went out. We sat in traffic for a little bit. We dodged some Baltimore drivers and got into the parking lot, got to the show on time. Great seats. Like I said, great fun. You know, I saw The Who earlier the year down in D.C. Now Stevie Nicks and Billy Joel. And I'll tell you what, man, these old people are rocking. You know, occasionally I feel old. I feel like I'm getting old. And then you watch these folks on stage, 72, 73, 74, rocking like they're 23, 24. I mean, I
Well,
saw
you know, if
Billy
I was on the
Joel.
crab cake tour right now with you at Pappas eating a big fat crab cake, I would break out my Fleetwood
There you
Mac
go.
and my Roger Daltrey belt
That's
buckle.
it.
So,
That's
you know, I
it.
was wearing my Fleetwood Mac belt buckle the other night, and this is my Daltrey. So,
There you
you know,
go.
it's a
These
fun,
I
stupid little
saw.
thing I get to do this late in
I did
life, you
not
know?
see Stevie Nicks prior. I got to tell you, I have not.
She was
But
great.
she was great.
She
And
was great.
I've seen Billy Joel a few times, 30 years ago, whatever.
Oh, you haven't seen Billy Joel in the modern era at all?
Yeah, maybe 5 years
See, I
ago or
thought your
so.
wife would have dragged you to
No,
New York.
she
But
did.
if your
She did.
wife
Maybe
dragged you to
5 years
New
ago
York,
or
it's
so.
Broadway.
Right,
That's
right.
what she would take you to do.
But man, what a show. And what a showman. Just carried on and rocked for a couple hours. It was
Dude, you
great.
love Billy Joel too. You
Yeah,
love Billy
absolutely.
Joel.
Absolutely. Every song. You're singing every song. What's not to love? The best line of the night. His best line. I just loved it. And we can't say exactly what he said here, but he said,
Because he's from Long Island and he
no,
uses
but
some
he
Morse
said,
blue, like Louis Black on my
what he
show this
said
week.
was, what he said was, there's no new songs to listen to. He said, the good news is there's no new songs to listen to that you don't know and don't want to hear.
And he also said, I don't know if I would have come down here and seen me tonight, given all
Right,
the ish
right.
that you
The
people had to
traffic, the
go through.
crazy, the cold, the weather. It's funny because I saw this is like 2 years ago. I went to see Depeche Mode. It's maybe a year, a little over a year ago.
You're a
Last time I
Mode
saw them.
fan? They're coming in
Oh,
2 weeks.
big, dude.
Dude, I'm a
Huge.
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 We're going to go to Depeche.
So
I'm going
you
to
got
buy Depeche Mode to get
there
even
you
with you.
go.
How
So
about that?
let me tell you this.
I did
So
not know you
I
were a
went to
Mode.
the
I didn't have
show.
you as a Mode guy, Leonard, at
Oh,
all.
big favorite. Best favorite, big favorite. So
Wow.
went to the
Wow.
show and they started playing some of their new stuff, right? So
Not you go pee. A
they
guy
roll
your
out
age,
some
we go pee.
new stuff, and about four songs in, some dude in like the third row, I'm in row five, six, some dude in row two yells, "Start playing stuff we know."
All right, so I got to give you my last bitch before, because
Oh,
Luke and I have
so
done so
funny.
much baseball and
So
football.
funny.
Leonard Raskin's here. He manages Money in the American Dream. He gives me a crab mallet and Billy Joel tickets from time to time. And I guess we're doing Depeche Mode now without even realizing.
There you
So
go.
it's going to fall right in the middle of the American League Championship Series after the Orioles win three in a row here.
That's
But
right.
the
Three in
last
a
thing
row
on Billy
coming.
Joel is, you know. And please give your sister my love. She sat 8 feet away.
Yeah.
I didn't talk to her during Stevie Nicks. I wound up out running around. People grabbed me. Howard Sherry's over in London this week with Dave Rose, ripping it up. I saw friends and I went to get beer and I had to pee and like all this stuff. But when the show started, there was a drunk couple in Orioles gear that could not stop talking during Stevie Nicks,
Well,
during
I
Billy
asked the
Joel.
guy when you walked, I turned around after the next song. I said to the guy, "Look, where's your seat?" And he goes, "Well, it's in there." I said, "Well, why don't you go to your seat?" He said, "No, we're good here." I said, "Then why don't you shut up?"
Yeah,
I said,
right.
"Either go to your seat so you can talk and bother somebody else, or shut up because I'm here to see a concert, not listen to you talk all night."
It's
And he goes, "And
unbelievable.
what was cool was I was waiting for a fight. I was all ready to fight." And the guy goes, "Oh, I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry." And then they shut up. But it
Oh, well,
was,
then I would have come back and hung out with you
you
had I
couldn't, you
known
didn't
that.
know. You hung out the rest
Well,
of the
I
night. They
just
were
listen.
gone.
I don't see. I never
You
tell people to
can't,
shut up because I
oh,
don't need
man.
that. I don't need a confrontation in the middle of,
No,
just the way you are.
same.
You
But
know what I
I'm like,
mean?
dude, I don't want to hear you talk all night. You need to stop. And he
You know
goes,
what,
"Oh,
Leonard?
I'm
You know what,
sorry. I'm
dude?
sorry."
I don't mean to be a complete prick, but isn't that implied? Isn't it implied?
You'd think you're at a concert. You're there to watch the show. You're
You
not there
spent a
to
lot of
talk.
money in for your family, me.
Yeah,
You
this ain't the
brought friends.
place.
So I said to
Go
you,
up on the
I
concourse
don't
if you want
fight
to
with drunk
yammer.
people. I just
Right,
move. It
right.
pisses my wife off more because she's like, I'm staying here. I'm like, well, then you're going to fight with these drunk a-holes all night.
Right,
And I'm
right. Just
not.
tell
I'm going
them.
to go stand in the aisle and dance and sing for the next 90 minutes and pretend I don't know these people like they're in
Yeah, they were
traffic. And I'm going to move
ridiculous.
on. So here's the
Ridiculous.
funny part. I left you and I went a little closer into the big aisle in the middle
Yeah,
at the back of
yeah.
the front section. And I'm dancing, singing, getting my bad self off, whatever. And this beautiful woman was dancing. She's very sexy. She was my age. She was dancing with her
Yeah.
boyfriend, who was this really big guy, and he had a Wild Bill Hagee thing on, and they were dancing and partying, and having, and I'm the one dancing, partying, having a good time, and she's coming over dancing with me, partying, and she says to me, "You look like you're fun. What do you do?" And I, you know what I said to her? And in any normal circumstance, and I did say this to her at the end of the song,
yeah,
I said, "What do?" I said, "I don't talk during concerts." I said, I don't, you know what I do? I listen to the music is what I do.
There
and
you
then
go.
At the end of the song, I went over and said, "Listen, I don't mean to be rude. I just don't talk during concerts." And
right.
I said, "In a normal circumstance, I would talk your ear off." I said, "I just not right now," maybe
right
at the end of the show. And we had a laugh and it was nice. And she danced a little bit, but didn't engage me. Then I had a woman attack me along the left side, just jump up on, she like jumped up onto me like Bruno Sammartino in a bear hug with Ivan Koloff. And I'm like,
what the?
I'm like, "Lady, you got to get, you know, I don't want to dance with you, you
right,
know," but
right.
it wasn't even like that. It, but people talking everywhere.
It's crazy.
And yeah. Every concert,
it's
every,
crazy. I don't
you know,
get it.
I have
get
Landslide
it.
on the video. Yeah,
yep.
Woman behind talking about albums and
I don't
Fleetwood
get
Mac
it.
and like
It's
the Leonard
nuts.
Cheer. All right, let's get to the bad news. We got the
bad news.
We
The
had
most
a lot of fun though.
promising,
Billy
the
Joel was
most,
fun. That's the good
we
news.
did, but the most promising, promising, exciting weekend in Baltimore sports in October in a long time. The O's are going to go to Texas up two. The Ravens are going to be sole first place, 4-1 over the Squealers because they stink. And here we go. So watch game one at home. Watch them lose 3-2. Tough game, game one Saturday. Then I will joy it up with the concert. Tomorrow will be a better day. Sunday, start with the Ravens. Man, snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. Lamar was on point, except, of course, and I'm not sure, you may know this stat. It seems to me he has fumbled in every game this year.
Well,
I'm pretty sure he's fumbled.
And there's been eight fumbles, so yeah.
But not all by him. But I think he's fumbled in every game this year. The man has got to learn how to hold that ball and feel pressure. I don't know what else to say, but you cannot give away the ball.
Well, you're asking him to play a different game.
No, I'm just asking him to hold that ball, and when he's ready to throw that ball, throw that ball. But especially when you're trying to make that comeback at the end, he's got to hold that ball. Besides that, throwing that interception in the end zone, unacceptable. There was nothing there. He should have never thrown that ball. Trying to do way too much to satisfy something. And seven drop passes, and I counted four of them as touchdowns. The throw to Andrews, touchdown, through his hands. The next throw to Bateman, touchdown, right in his hands. This is what you're paid to do. You have one job. You're a receiver. Catch the damn
ball. The
ball
that Dave Flowers dropped early in the game was strange, right?
That's another one. Then down the sideline, was that Bateman again on the bomb down the sidelines? Dropped the ball. And then who was it? Aguilar, wide open, down the sideline, touchdown. Dropped the ball. I don't understand. He throws a perfect pass, five touchdowns dropped.
And then throws the pick at the end, and he's
at the
goat,
end trying
right?
to do too much to the guy that maybe can catch. None of his receivers helped him. Justice Hill again, running the ball, doing great. Boom, fumble. And after that fumble, they went into a funk, just like they did in Baltimore against the Colts. And then they came back out of it. They played great ball. Lamar did. Look, I'm not blaming that loss on him at the end for the fumble. I'm just saying he's got to hold the ball. But he did everything to win that game. They should have been up 28-0 on the Steelers, who stunk. They stunk up that stadium. The only good play, in my opinion, they made was the safety. It's the only good play they
Leonard,
had. Was
as
the
I
block
said
kick.
Here, I've been at every Ravens game in Pittsburgh in the history of the franchise. I don't ever remember the fans really getting down on the franchise.
They were terrible.
The fire Matt Canada thing and like all that going
they were
on.
Terrible.
I mean, there
they
was
had
blood
no
in
offense.
The water as I wrote the columnist this week.
They had no right to win that game. They had no right to score. The last touchdown should have been like irrelevant. Okay, you beat them 28-7 or 28-9 because of the safety. So what? There is no reason they should have won that game. And when I hear Harbaugh after the game press conference, I listen to it. He said, well, we had some miscommunication. Miscommunication? Snapping a ball on fourth down at the end of the half instead of getting a field goal is not miscommunication. It's bad execution. That's bad coaching. They're making mistakes they shouldn't make. It's terrible. I mean, this is game five, and they stunk. There is no reason they should have lost that game, and then they did. They played like garbage.
Leonard Raskin is here.
Tragic.
Global.
Tragic.
He's the American dream. We live the American dream on Saturday, like Dusty Rhodes and on the Piano Man. And
there you
and
go.
He even played sometimes a fantasy for me, played Vienna for me.
It was like, great. It was great.
Stevie didn't play Sarah, but that's the American dream. The American nightmare is the Orioles weekend, right?
Well, then the Ravens go off right in time. They're off right in time for first pitch, sadly. Right in time for first pitch, and Grayson just couldn't throw strikes. And then
none of them could throw strikes.
They took him out, and then they walked the bases loaded, and then a grand slam, and it was 9-2. 9-2, and that was it. It was over. I mean, they've come back a lot, and they came really close. They got 8 runs, but 9, 10, 11 is hard to beat. Hard to beat. And this Texas team is tough. You know, they're tough. They don't swing at balls, and the umpire didn't help. Not that they were throwing strikes, but it didn't help that he had a tight zone.
Now, you didn't go to the game Sunday.
I didn't go to either game because I'm 0-3 on the year, and I figured I would stay away and watch it on my TV, and I would be 2-for-2, and instead I was 0-for-2 watching the playoffs, just as I've been 0-3 watching live. So now I'm in the conundrum, assuming they win the next 2. What do I do on Friday when they come back? Have a home game for game 5. Do I go or do I watch it on TV?
If they get back Friday, you're going
I'll
to the game.
I'll go Friday.
You're going to the game
they
Friday.
Come back Friday, I'll go
I'm going
Friday.
To the game Friday. I mean, it's my birthday,
yeah.
Sam. I'm going to the game Friday.
Yeah,
game
it's my game. Birthday. When the hell's my birthday? Thursday.
Well, I'm
Thursday.
At the game Tuesday, and
yeah.
I'm at the game Wednesday
yeah.
that I think's going to happen. Like,
so you got to root them, Texas.
Luke and I went through this, like, I think they can survive Tuesday. The thing that I brought up a little bit with Luke is just, they haven't played well in front of crowds, in front of noise. Pitchers find in the strike zone when it gets big. Fourth of July, it got big, not so good. Giveaway nights, they've had big crowds and been disappointing. And that's part of being 23, 24
or
in an environment
20.
That's just different.
These guys are young. They're young. Look, everybody said they got here a little early, and we all hoped they would make the playoffs. That was the hope, they'd make the playoffs. And then they won the division, and they got bigger hopes. You go, World Series, World Series. And making the playoffs just isn't enough, except it is. It's been a hell of a season. A lot of fun. And you hope they get through this round and move on to the next round. If not, you know this, they're going to learn a big lesson from not making it. And I think whether they win this round or not, be super hungry 2024.
Yeah. All right. To you know, to the Orioles and to hopes and to
yep.
where they are.
Yep.
Certainly hitting the ball was a problem early on. You see the offense come back
yeah.
a little bit.
Yeah, Hicks had 5 RBIs of the 8.
And I think the other part of this, just as a fan, and I've experienced this all of my lifetime as a baseball fan and just sort of knowing the clock of this. And as I get older,
yep.
time kind of changes a little bit. And as I looked at this all summer long, even getting into July and August, it was very obvious they're going to at least be a playoff team. I said all along, it's about game one. Whether game one was on
yep.
Tuesday in the
yep.
wild card, it's that sort of momentum that baseball postseasons
well,
have.
The numbers bear that out. I don't know about the 3-game series. Those are wacky. And they're all at home, but you lose them all. You don't get the third one. But the series, the 5-game series, 71% first game winners win the series.
Well, there's also 10 times out of 88 that there's been a 3-2 comeback from 0-2. So
yep.
there's a little bit of a precedent for it as
yeah.
opposed to like the Red Sox being the only team ever to come back from down
3-0. No, it's doable.
Right?
It's just really hard. But
well,
look, they've lost
won
the first two games.
And this team's never been swept.
That's right. They've lost the first two games of series before. And now let me ask you this. Relative to that streak of never being swept since Rutschman showed up, if they happen to horribly get swept, does that count against their streak?
In my mind, it does. They get swept the only time it matters, right? I mean,
yeah.
literally.
I'm
it's
just
the only
saying
time it matters. It's not a dress rehearsal.
For the MLB record books, do they count postseason or do they only count regular season and not been swept since God knows when? That's all I'm asking.
I mean, for you and I, and you go back to 79 and 83 with me,
yeah.
we've talked about this.
Yeah.
You have memories of all this. You're such a big sports fan. You're at all the big Caps games and the
yep.
Ravens winning Whiskey Joe's 25,
yep.
all that, right? The baseball postseason, it's so rare for us.
Yep.
We haven't had a lot of it. There is an energy level that even the fans brought in a big way at 2:15 on Saturday, that there was the nervous energy on Sunday night. I'm going down to Texas for game three, and I'm fully expecting it to be a football crowd. You know, because that's
right.
And it's so different than the sounds of baseball. And I said this to Luke. I don't want to pretend that Gunnar Henderson or Adley Rutschman, who played in the College World Series, haven't been on big stages or haven't heard
right.
crowds or anything like that. But
different.
The game is played almost like golf or tennis most of the time. Baseball is played in this quiet, after the crack of the bat, you'll hear the roar of the crowd. But the two strikes, 48,000 people on their feet, that's a complete outlier that could only happen at a Jim Palmer giveaway night on a Saturday night when they, quite frankly, they were getting their asses beat on those nights and they never got the crowds engaged in those big crowds that they've only had five of them all year, six of them all
yep.
year.
Yep.
You know, they really have not played in front of people. And I'm going to continue to bring that up because like that hair you felt on the back of your neck and you were watching on TV, getting your wife's getting ready for Billy
yep.
Joel and smelling nice. And we're all getting like all the stuff we were doing on Saturday afternoon to get ready and whatever that we all had that feeling when Joan Jett's out singing, when, you know,
yep.
first pitch, Adam Jones sit behind the plate, Joan Jett's trying to distract pitchers on Sunday. Like the feeling of postseason baseball when it gets up
on
you, it's a different feeling for us.
Yep.
Imagine what it's like.
For a 23-year-old, 24-year-old.
For Grayson Rodriguez when he throws ball one and ball two and it starts to get a little crazy. And Seager's at the plate. They walked Seager five times.
I know.
He's
and
like
they threw
Mickey
a
Mantle.
Bunch of strikes. They threw a bunch of first one ball two. I mean, one, two strikes and couldn't get him out. They couldn't finish hitters off. They were poking balls all over the place everywhere they weren't. They were hitting run. They were running hit. They were doing everything. Texas did everything right. They did everything right. And they won the first game, scratch 3-2. They won that second one on Sunday, 11-8. They outscored them, and they out-Orioled them. They hit with runners in scoring position. They took pitches. They walked. They played Oriole baseball and beat them.
Well, the other part of this is you beat up Harbaugh a little bit. I mean, you got to praise Bruce Bochy throwing left-handers, knowing that he doesn't have his
yep.
best pitcher, Scherzer,
yep.
this, that.
Yep.
I mean, DeGrom, none of that. It's, all right, I'm going to get O'Hearn out of the lineup. I'm going to, you know, force Henderson to hit a left-hander.
That's right.
And if we lose, we don't really have many other options, but I'm not going to lose with a right-hander. Now, Valdi comes back. It may be different, on Tuesday night. And certainly they need to win a game where everybody's on their feet with two strikes or get the Rangers out. You know, if it's 5-1, all of a sudden in the sixth inning when Henderson's up with two strikes, it's not a football game. It's not a rock concert.
Right.
You know,
right.
I don't think they perform well in those circumstances.
Got to get up early.
If they're behind 3-2 in the seventh inning and their last nine at-bats come with two-strike energy
yeah,
on every
yeah.
pitch, because that's the way it gets when the blood gets in the water.
Right,
for
right. That's what I said. They got to score early and take them out. Take that crowd out and play their game. They got to take them out and play their game. That's what they got to get to. They got to take that. And look, this is game one of the series, and you got to win it. That's all there is to it. And then
all
you
right.
got to go to game two and win game two. And
you and me in Depeche Mode. I didn't know this.
Yeah. Guy. Oh, dude.
I had no idea.
I went to Houston, Texas, and saw Depeche Mode, row three.
On this tour?
No, 10 years ago.
So
years
I almost
ago,
went to the West Coast to see the first show of the tour in Sacramento because I had never been to Sacramento in my life.
There you go.
I have great friends that live there. All the people that sponsored me when I was 15 years old at the News American, they all went to work for the Sacramento Bee. About five
there
guys I work with. And I was going to go spend some. And I bailed on it back in like March or April, and I still haven't seen the show. They're on the East Coast in a couple of
yep.
weeks doing New
yep.
York and Philly. I'm not going to miss Depeche Mode. Like,
no, I'm all in. Let's find
good.
The date and let's make it happen.
All right. I like that.
Absolutely.
See the world in my eyes. Is what
Amen.
You must say that I had a pretty good time at Billy Joel.
I thought you had a great time.
Good
energy rolling in the aisle.
Yeah, man. I'm really grateful. I mean, I would have had a good time at John Mayer, but the movement, seeing the city, so screwed up from a transportation standpoint, and walking by it all.
Dude, I have to tell you, the only downside for me was I parked at the Horseshoe Casino.
What time did you get home? Be honest with me. Game time Sunday?
Yeah, it took an hour to get out of that garage.
See, you're giving me a perfect segue from my friends at Hollywood Casino on Sunday.
You know
that
what?
There's ample free parking in the lot there.
I can get out of a garage
a
like nobody's
lodge,
business.
You know
I get out of Ravens. I get out of the BC, nobody's business. I can do it. There was no way to pull around and get out of there. They were blocking it up.
Why don't you get back downstairs horrible. And have a bevy and watch the Lounge Act or whatever?
Yeah, I thought I could go in and lose a few hundred. That would have been bad after the Oriole day. But...
Well, it was something for me to see this Bill Hagee guy in a jersey having the worst day of his life, having the greatest time ever, singing Only the Good Die Young. You know what I mean?
Amen.
So there
Amen.
Was a music heals. Bruce Springsteen
That's
said,
right.
Everybody said, music heals.
That's right.
So it helped heal me a little bit. And again, the best thing that happened this weekend, Billy Joel was great, and I had more fun at Billy Joel.
Rocked.
But Stevie Nicks was like
Stevie
surprisingly
put it
great.
She crushed. She did a great set.
I was
shocked at how good she was.
And she didn't even play Sarah. You know what? It made me come home late at night, and I had a big old salad with some Mac nut chicken on it. And I'm sitting there, and I played the songs that Billy didn't play, like
right.
I've Loved These Days and Honesty, and you know some of the Sleep with the Television On stuff that Get It Right the First Time, because that's the main thing. The
there
Stranger,
you
know, playing some good Glass Houses deep tracks, All for Lena. That
See,
sort of
and that's the difference between us, because I got home. And I took out some Chips Ahoy and a glass of milk and watched the USC football game, the second half of the USC game.
No. I went straight to bed, and I got up because I had a doubleheader on Sunday. Leonard, I appreciate the Billy Joel tickets. Thank you again. Stevie Nicks was fantastic. Thank you again.
Yeah, man.
And
let's go
everybody
get two.
Said hello to me or gave me some love at the concert, I appreciate that, too.
And let's go get two in Texas and then one in London.
You worried about me going to Texas? Am I good luck for them or bad luck?
You're
going to
make it happen.
I can't make it worse.
You're going to make it happen. Go do it.
Leonard Raskin, Raskin Global. He sponsors the American Dream and helps people with their money, their taxes, their insurance, their thoughts, ways to save money, ways to invest money, and ways to take better care of your money so that it takes better care of you. So you can just go see Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks. And if you're in good health, you can park at Mercy Hospital and still get there in 18 minutes like I did.
There you go.
I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. Luke and I doing tons and tons of coverage. We'll be in Arlington. Follow all our social media channels. See you Friday at Drug City and Sunday at Hollywood Casino in Perryville. Stay with us.